It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas. Your ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What'd I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Wait, did Mike really say poontang boat and think that was a legitimate copy point?
It was mysterious as to whether or not he was trying to be funny or if he just accidentally said it.
Surely he was just trying to be funny.
He's not heard of a pontoon boat?
I think he was trying to be funny.
Yeah. Trying to be funny. All right, let's give you the candidates, and then you get the vote on them, 214-787-1310. We have a couple of good ones this week, including a classic from Channel 8, the banter, which is really dicey every night between Dale and Pete Delkus. Delkus was bragging about his Cowboys cheerleaders calendar, and as Dale was listening to Delkus brag about him, he was thinking, trying to come up with a one-liner, and he delivered one, and it basically brought the entire news operation of Channel 8 to a screeching halt.
Jones at the Cowboys luncheon a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned, for good measure, he mentioned that you're the most sarcastic sportscaster in the country.
Yeah.
If you were the most lovable weathercaster in the country, you too could have your own, do we have this right here?
Yeah.
You too could have your own autographed Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders 2011 swimsuit calendar. The ladies were down here today and they autographed this just for me, but they didn't leave one for you.
Which explains why you were hiding in the bathroom. Leave me alone. I'm on my own here.
Like
I'm out on a limb by myself. Oh, goodness. All right, let's talk about that TCU-SMU game.
Did Gloria say, scream like a girl? Did you hear her say that?
No, I didn't hear that part. I heard
the Delkus was in the bathroom with the calendar.
And she said,
hunched over like a sweating monkey, screaming like a girl.
Oh. You're adding all
I
that
swear
stuff.
She said, scream like a girl.
All right, let's listen to it one more time and we'll see if we can.
Can we get to the part that.
Did she say the hunched over monkey part?
Well, she implied that.
While you were hiding in the bathroom, man. Leave me alone. I'm on my own here.
So he did something about scream like a girl.
Yeah.
Is that something that Delkus normally does when he reaches that most intense pleasure?
I don't know, but that audio will be studied over and over again, frame by frame. That
odd reaction.
Scream like a girl.
Wow. All right, so there's Dale up for an emergency break of the week. Then there was the awkward moment between me and Corey Pavin a few days back. The Ryder Cup captain was with us in studio. Had a real nice interview with him. Had a good time going back and forth. Gordo started joking around with him. And then it was time to say goodbye. It was, time to go on to Gordo's corner. I thought I said goodbye to him, but he didn't pick that up.
That's exactly,
that's probably why
everybody called me Mr. Room. Oats, so I wanted to change that image.
Well, hey, this is a real treat to have you in studio. Good luck to you. We hope it goes great across the pond, and it was a pleasure to have you in. That's
thanks.
Corey Pavin.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know you were stopping. I appreciate
having
on the show. It's been fun.
You can put that awkward dismount on me, I guess.
George didn't have a very obvious handoff there. Sorry, Mr. Pavin.
No.
Yeah, well,
you okay? Thanks for coming
you okay?
In.
Mr. Pavin, are you okay?
Yeah, what are you doing? You need to give him more clear signals that you're finished talking.
I said, hey, thanks for coming up here. It's great to have you in.
Do I talk now?
Okay. And he was looking right at Corey at the time he said it.
Yeah, I said it. That was a pretty obvious pitch there. But oh, well, you can put it on me if you want to.
Just staring at each other. It was so awkward in here.
All right, so that was awkward. There's no doubt about it. But this week on the Jason Witten Show, you had the long question from the Sterminator.
Then
he asked Jason Witten, I'm not sure really what he asked Jason Witten. I don't think Jason Witten was really sure either.
Is that one of those issues, and we're, of course, speaking of the concussion issue, but is that one of those issues as a player that, yeah, they talk about it a lot, but you don't really think about it till it's you, that they're all gathered around? And in addition to that thought, I just kind of want your opinion on, have we gone crazy with this thing, or is it properly handled? Or like are we... This is a horrible example, Jason, but I think back to 9/11, for instance. The next several times he went to the airport, they went extra crazy with security just to make sure. And I'm curious if there's... Well, that's a really weird analogy, but if the handling of concussions is... are we handling it properly, or are we going real crazy? Jason?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you catch any of that?
Yeah, I got you all, man. Just you're cutting out there at the second, but last second. No, I mean, I think that...
God.
He went cutting out. Jason had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
That has to be an all-timer for Bob, isn't it?
Witten was not ready to address the 9/11 situation.
It was darn near a minute long. The question itself was darn near a minute long.
It just had so many false turns off the hallway, yeah, and then back on the hallway.
And how do you bring them back to 9/11?
I don't know. So he was asking Jason Witten to compare his concussion to 9/11.
Right.
That's very awkward sports question.
I think those questions get so long because Bob is a master of sidetracking himself.
Yes.
He's on the main road. Then he has to deviate for some reason.
Oh, there's a cool-looking exit.
Yeah. Then he has to deviate
from that path.
It's got to be ADD or something.
He keeps deviating from the main path, and then by the time he's five roads over, he can't ever get back to the main path.
It's like, who was the guy from Green Acres? Mr. Kimble, who always kind of, well, I'm not exactly saying that, but right. You know what I'm saying.
All right, so is it Dale, is it me, or is it Bob? 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
FMFC votes for Dale Hansen.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Chicken Man's birthday.
Oh, my God, that's
Dale,
harsh.
Don't call up here and say that.
Jeez.
Come on. Hi, you're on
you
Sports
Radio. You can't do that to Pete Delkus. He was already doing that to himself in the restroom.
By the way, is that why Delkus takes the coat off? Everyone thinks it's because of stormy weather.
No, but when you see when the sleeves are up, that means he's finished.
He's going to work. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
No, I have no idea. You go ahead.
What is that? Is that Corey Payton? I don't know what that is. Nah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for TC's underdeveloped genitalia.
Oh, no, TC.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to vote for Bob's terminating Jason Witten's concussed brain.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Howdy, folks. Excuse me. While I go to the bathroom with my 2011 Cowboys cheerleader.
Okay,
Big Tex voting for Pete Delkus, right?
Yes, I think so.
That's a first.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Hooter Brown.
Who?
I don't know. Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, these nuts love Delkus.
So do his.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
In honor of my pending vasectomy later today, I vote for Pete Delkus.
Wow.
The guy sounded excited. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Is this the ticket?
Yep.
I want to vote for the e-break. There's so many wonderful choices. I just don't know which one to do. Which one do y'all think I should? And also, I kind of think of voting on the e-break. Kind of like...
Okay, this is a Bob thing, clearly. You know, poor Jason Witten had to be thinking, man, I think I really was concussed badly because I can't follow this guy's question.
I swear, I can't.
My brain is muddled. I can't.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yep, I would like to vote for Dale, please.
For Dale, and ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow.
Right. Really tough to decide
here. You didn't even get one?
I didn't get one vote.
Corey Pavin stopped down?
No, because everyone knew it was edited. It only stopped it down, and it really should have been on Corey Pavin, not me.
It was one of the most awkward moments we've had up here in studio.
Hey, tell the P1. I do the show for the P1.
Obviously.
All right, let's give a listen to Dale and Pete going at it.
Jones at the Cowboys luncheon a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned, for good measure, that you're the most sarcastic sportscaster in the country.
Yeah.
If you were the most lovable weathercaster in the country, you too could have your own, do we have this right here?
Yeah.
You too could have your own autographed Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders 2011 swimsuit calendar. The ladies were down here today and they autographed this just for me, but they didn't leave one for you.
Which explains why you were hiding in the bathroom. What's that?
Oh,
leave me alone. I'm on my own here.
Like a girl.
I'm out on a limb by myself. Oh, goodness. All right, let's talk about that TCU-SMU game.
Gloria's laughing harder than anybody.
I know it.
Yeah, I like Gloria.
I think she's laughing because she busted Delcus on the screaming like a girl when he's...
No. All right, way to go, Dale. You don't have results in there, do you, Soroy, of how many that is for Dale? Did Fernando leave you his all-time list? All
right, he's too busy plotting ways to sabotage Norm right now.